KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Rainbow Radio. Say hello, Stacey.
Good morning, Laguna.
We'll be right back.
It's a little chilly, but good morning.
We made it. Morning. Stacey here with me on Rainbow Radio. This is Craig and our weekly show. As you may know, we have typically had a once a month artist town hall kind of meeting, and that is scheduled for today. But everyone was so busy with their art this week that it's Stacey and I, and we're going to kind of talk about it a little bit and the progress we've made and what we hope for the future. But we'll get to that in a minute. First of all, I want to thank our sponsor for KX93.5, and that is Mike Johnson with Mike Johnson Group at Compass Realty. Been there for they've been in operation more than 70 years. We so much appreciate them being our sponsor. And if you have any want to say hello to Michael or thank him for being the sponsor, I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. Also, every week we like to include on the show Laguna Beach's best known secrets and a business or a community leader. So we ask you as listeners if you would be willing to forward any information on anyone you'd like to see on the program this week or coming weeks. But first of all, we're going to get to business right away and we'll talk about the art group. You were here, Stacey, for I think one or two of them.
Correct.
Or both of them. Yeah.
Correct. One of them I was here.
And we kind of started this town hall was a springboard from attending a couple of meetings with the city where we were talked about the spaces and how we utilize the spaces. And there was a consulting firm, AEA, I believe, or AEI, I can't remember, is the acronym for it. And there was very little artists represented in the meeting, which was surprising to me. And then recently there was another meeting and 17 people showed up. So I guess from the outside looking in, I felt that there was a real shortage of artists being representative, and the one artists that were there were feeling that they were not being represented sufficiently, and in fact they are a big part of the community and part of the lifeblood of the community. So with that, I wanted to start some dialogue and perhaps give them, the artists, a voice. And in that process, we looked at what could we do to help the artists, which so many organizations, I think, try to do, including the city and other independent organizations from the museum, from the college, from the galleries. They all try to, I think, focus on what they think or feel the artists. But so my goal was to, let's find out what the art, let's listen to the artist's voice, right, Stacey?
Exactly. It's a platform for them.
Yeah, an opportunity.
Right.
Yeah. So with that, we put this group together, and of which several were our artists, and some are not. We came up with an idea to work hard to try and get some art in some of the commercial spaces in Laguna Beach that were vacant, and hopefully give the artists more of a presence and more of an opportunity to be more vocal. But again, doing something for the artist, we're falling back into doing something for the artist as opposed to facilitating the artist's voice.
Exactly, being the conduit for them to facilitate.
That's right, a conduit. I like that. And so if we're successful, I think it's going to be predicated on helping artists get their voice out there in the community. And so we developed the Independent Artists Consortia, which is a group that if they want to be heard. So this is what we're doing, but with a different, instead of doing for the artists, we're facilitating, we're providing a conduit for the artists to express their heartfelt feelings and opinions and suggestions, recommendations, whatever pours forth. Through a couple different venues. So first, there's a Facebook page, Independent Arts Consortia, and there's a group that the artists can join so that they can have a communication. And it's really not something that it should be managed by anyone but the artists. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, there's this radio show on KX93.5, and the radio show has been very supportive of the arts And recently, there's a podcast from our station manager, Tyler Russell, with several representatives of the city and the arts department, and they talk very clearly about what the community is doing from the standpoint for the artists, I suppose, and embracing the artists. But KX93 also wants to start a voice for the artists, and that's the Rainbow Radio Show. Mm-hmm. So I'm digressing here, but what are we facilitating? What conduit are we hopeful to provide to the artists? So one, that is Facebook.
Right.
And an artist group, Independent Artists Consortia, or Arts Consortia. So it's anything to do with the arts, whether it's theater, whether it's music, whatever it is. Then there's the radio station and a monthly radio town hall where artists can get together and discuss what they feel they would like to see and where they're at, their heads are at, and what they can suggest would be the most viable method to improve, I guess, the culture of art in Laguna Beach. And there's also a weekly column that I write for Stu News. Mm-hmm. So there's three great opportunities. There's social media on the internet, there's the radio station, and then there's a news reporting agency, Stu News, that can all be very vocal about the artists. What we need are the artists. So
Right. If
you're an artist out there listening, or you know of an artist that's out there listening that's, say, less than pleased with the current state of affairs, or feels that they have a voice that they want it heard, I think that we're working hard to provide a conduit and an opportunity for the artists to make it easy for them to get together as a group and have a powerful voice. So that is the Independent Arts Consortium. And as a listener out there, if you're interested in this, please go to Facebook and go to the Independent Arts Consortium. Leave a comment, or if you have artist friends, please let them know about it. We would like to truly make a difference in Laguna Beach and keep art as a very big part of the culture of Laguna Beach. So, wow, I've got off on my soapbox this morning.
I'm tired. But I'm a visual learner, so I'm just going to toss this out there.
Yes.
In addition to being a conduit for the artists, I just visually think, you know what? We're giving them a blank canvas right here.
They've got a blank canvas,
and they're the artists. So decorate it, populate it as
and
this is what we're offering, you know, this is what we're trying to do. So
that's a great metaphor for the artist to grasp, I think, that this is a blank canvas. Mm-hmm. We're not telling them what to do, we're not prescribing, we're just giving them the tools that perhaps they would like to have, they would like to have, and an opportunity to paint their own image.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that, Stacey. That's beautiful.
Even though I cannot play Hangman and have it recognizable, that was my visual of what we're trying to do.
Oh, you're amazing.
Okay, there you go.
So that's our first message of the day early this Saturday morning. I'm so glad to have Stacey back. She's been out of town, and we are happy she's back. A couple other announcements before I go on, I want to let everyone know that, did you know, and you need to save the date, that there's going to be a Pride Festival in Laguna Beach? Yes.
Is that, is this a, forgive me, is this a first time for a Pride in Laguna?
You know, there may have been one decades ago.
I don't remember one ever
but
being
in
there.
Recent history, no. Last year it was OC Pride, and there was a huge turnout at the Boom Boom Room, as everyone knows, thousands of people.
Fabulous.
And it was on a Sunday, and it was the culmination of a week-long events from OC Pride. This year, the local, a local organization, which everyone may, is quite possibly aware of, I say everyone, but they may be aware of, it's the Laguna Beach Heritage and Culture Group that is, was formed about a year ago, maybe 9 months ago, by two people, myself and Chris Tubbett. And so, and it's grown, and there's a lot of new members. There's members from the Chamber of Commerce on it. There's members from Visit Laguna on it. There's school board members. It's really an interesting group. And every week, every month when we have our meetings, you're just not sure who's going to show up, including the mayor, or the former mayor at this point, Tony Eisman. So this organization, we had a little chat amongst ourselves, because we're not really a formal group. We're just kind of a avant-garde, I guess, group. We try to facilitate what we can and bring what we can to the gay LGBT culture in Laguna Beach. And we looked at last year's event, and we thought, well, this year we're going to make it totally Laguna Beach. And harken back to the days when Laguna Beach did have, well, they used to have Jeffrey Sanker, I don't know if you've heard of that, on the beach. They would have a huge beach party. And so we want the beach, which is West Street Beach, which I guess is Camel Mountain, or as they call it, beach. The official name is Camel.
Oh, I did not know that.
We all refer to it as West Street Beach. But
yeah, that's what I, that's yeah. West
when
Beach.
I called the Parks Department last year, they go, oh, no, you're wrong. It's not that. I says, oh, okay. Well, you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. Of course.
Yeah, so it's West Street Beach. Yeah. I go on too much. But West Street Beach is, we want that to be this the most outrageous party on Sunday. So what are the dates you're going to save out there? The dates are June 1, 2, and 3.
Perfect.
Some of the things that are being discussed, one of the things, and one thing we can say for certain, is Main Street Bar and Cabaret will have a Friday evening reception party, dance party, go all night long.
Wonderful.
We're hoping that we can get a permit and get into Heisler Park and have a sunset welcome party.
Nice.
Or not party, or say sunset welcome event. Hosted event. Or
perfect.
So that when people arrive from all over and they, and they're here on Friday, they can enjoy the sunset and then go to Main Street.
Perfect.
Saturday, where we want to do a street festival, or some people prefer to call it a street party. I call it a street festival, but there'll be mostly some recorded music. There may be some booths in a in an area we haven't determined yet, because we haven't nailed down the details. But let's just say it's in the immediate areas close to Main Street.
Main Street.
Which is on PCH and Mountain. And then Sunday, which is going to be the beach party.
Right.
And we're so blessed that Visit Laguna and Ashley Johnson has been so helpful to us to get the word out and put packages together for world travelers, which we have a lot that come to this community that are LGBTQ and enjoy it every year. I know when I was working at Main Street Bar and Cabaret that I would be in there and often see people from all over with, obviously English wasn't their first language. And I'd say, where are you from? And there's a group of people that come here every year, probably stay in the Montage, I suppose. And just for the beach. So we're so blessed to have the beach as part of our community, and that it has a kind of a world class draw.
Well, I'm going to segue. I'm going to rabbit trail on that.
Yeah.
Only because I don't watch those, like Property Brothers and all those shows. I don't watch that. But they have a lottery winners like Property Brothers show. Bear with me.
Yes.
There, because everybody, you know, they talk about people have won the lottery and now they can afford a home and where do they want to live. The most sought after beach property in California is Laguna Beach.
Wow. I bet Mike Johnson.
I did not make that up. It was on television and it was the, it's the most sought out property. So there was a family that bought a home here in Laguna.
I bet Mike Johnson can verify that.
I'm sure. I think it's fantastic. My mother told me, what? My mother had to tell me that. And she goes, I saw it on the whatever, the lottery winners. And I'm like, that's amazing, though, because it's stunning.
Well,
it's
we have created area. A wonderful place. I know a couple weeks ago we had Harry and I'm going to say Charles Michael, and I can't remember his last name, representing the Greenbelt. Mm-hmm. And we talked about how much, there's 22,000 acres. And do you know there's a lake in there? Do you know there's mountain biking, there's trail hiking, there's tons of recreation. Yeah. Wow. In this 22,000 acres that essentially surround Laguna Beach. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part of the appeal of Laguna Beach. The culture is another big part.
Yes.
And I guess our kind of small beach town community spirit, well, if you will.
It's friendly.
It's friendly, it's inviting. Yeah. Yeah, and we like people that walk and cross the street, and we expect all the cars to stop.
Yes, we do. And I am all for those crosswalks that light up.
Oh, yeah.
Are the best.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
And right. I see out-of-towners standing on the curb waiting for the traffic to stop. You said, no, you've got to step out.
Yep.
Then the traffic stops.
That's right. You have the right-of-way.
Yep. Yeah. And then they stop, and it works.
So. It does work.
Yeah.
It works perfectly.
So with that in mind, and about Laguna Beach being a popular place to go, and about the Pride Festival we're going to do this year locally, mm-hmm. there will be a lot of volunteers that are needed, and it's a great opportunity to meet new friends and get out there in the community. We're working hard for the feeder markets, which would be Palm Springs, Los Angeles, mm-hmm. San Diego, probably some Las Vegas in there, and then there's an international level. And again, Visit Laguna has a special web page just for this,
good.
And which is wonderful. It's the first time in the city that the city has organized a special LBGT.
That's good.
You know, they had it last year, but this year we really get it, I think, down to a science. So they will be bundling packages for cars, hotel rooms, and whatever else activities they want to for that weekend, and promoting it globally, which it's great. So hopefully we can get...
It's exciting.
You know, someone says, bring the gay back to Laguna. It never went away.
It never went away. It's just been quiet for a while.
But we're going to get it a little stronger. So that's the way we look at it.
So and again, that's... It's that's what? June 1, 2, and 3.
So mark that on your calendars every day. I should wrap up Sunday. After Sunday, the beach party, then there will hopefully we'll be able to do the boom mm-hmm. in the afternoon on Sunday.
Nice.
And so there's some conversations going on with the owners of that and its availability right now.
Good.
So it's a weekend. It's a full weekend. And as we progress, we'll get the word out there more via either the radio station, some e-blasts to, if you want to make sure that you're on the e-blasts regarding this, just go to rainbow-radio.com and leave your information. I'll make sure that you get on the updates for the Pride Festival that's coming up. First ever. And also last year, those may have forgotten or were not aware, last year, the mayor proclaimed June forever and eternity to be Gay Pride Month for Laguna Beach. So we're kicking off the month,
yay.
You know, and throughout that month, there's Pride festivals in L.A. and in Long Beach, I believe, is mm-hmm. during that same month. And OC Pride has its own affair, too. So so throughout the month of June is really, and June's a wonderful time in Laguna Beach. It's summer, you know,
summer.
The days are longer, and it's a great way to kick off the summer season.
I will just kick it off a little early because the 31st of May is my birthday, so we'll just start it then.
Oh, that's
we'll
a good reason.
We'll just start it then. There you go. We'll just carry it on.
Oh, my God. We're going to take a short break here with Ed Sheehan and The Shape of You, and we'll be right back on the other side of it.
Best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, drinking fast, and then we talk slow. Mm-hmm. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance now. Took my hand, stop, prepare the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. Now I'm singing like, boy, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind. behind me, say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. I'm in love with your body. First date, you and me, you're thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up a bag and I fill up a plate. We talk for hours and hours about a sweet and a sour and how your family is doing okay. Even getting a taxi, then kissing the backseat till the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, oh, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby, come on. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby.
Oh, thank you, Ed Sheehan. I get back to the news here with this last week, as we all know, if anyone's, unless they live under a rock, has watched the news, there's been some horrible things going on in the nation. And we had one here recently that involved LGBT, mm-hmm. and that was with a young man named Blaze. And if you have nothing to do tomorrow and you're so inclined, there is an event at the Segerstrom, a tribute to Blaze Bernstein, or maybe Bernstein, I'm not sure.
I never know if I'm saying that correctly.
When two
myself.
Vowels go walking, the first does the talking, the second says nothing at all. So should she Bernstein?
What was that?
That was my grammar school education in one phrase.
Okay.
Anyway, there is an event tomorrow, and it's Sunday at 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the Segerstrom. You can get tickets. It's a benefit, I guess, for him in mm-hmm. honor of him, but in an effort to eliminate such hatred and unkindness, let's say that in the community. So that's a good note, I guess, because there's a chance for people to participate in doing something positive and good. But also, I got to touch on the tragedy with the 17 students and what's going on a national level. Mm-hmm. And it's tragic. Gun reform, I'm going to read this a little bit from some local gay news. Gun reform advocate Emma Gonzalez is bisexual and the president of Parklands High School GSA, that's Gay Student Alliance. And that's the young lady you've seen with the short hair that's been very vocal on the TV,
right,
and being very supportive of doing, protecting. And I guess it's really, I'm going to share an opinion. I think you expressed it earlier too, Stacey.
Oh, I have one.
You have
too.
A few opinions.
Yes, I do.
So be forewarned, we've been cautioned about having opinions, but both of Stacey and I are going to have some opinions.
Yeah.
But go ahead. What was your first thought?
Well, no, I just, in regards to watching the news and what this tragedy again, you know, when I watched the parents talk to the president, I mean, you just cry listening to the parent say, the one parent, I'm segueing, I will never, ever, 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 ever see my daughter again. Ever, ever, ever. And I want you to realize, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't actually call him Mr. President. He called him Mr. Trump, which I thought, uh-oh. I'll never see my daughter. That just hit home. But the second thing is they now were talking that they want the teachers to volunteer, armed, to be trained to carry, you know, the firearms to protect the students. And I just simply said to you, I don't want my English or biology teacher packing heat to save my life. They're already educating me far more than anyone else could help me if I were the student. I don't want my gym teacher.
I had a shop teacher I'm sure has all the guns and knows how to handle them, but I sure wouldn't want him.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I think there's just a mental picture that you don't want to see. You know, Mr. Snyder, your, you know, social studies teacher,
I think it's
heat.
Amazing that there's this whole generation, young generation, say, okay, this is my spin on it. Anyway, I'm 66, right? And they're saying, okay, you adults don't get it.
Right.
You don't get it. And this is, and they're getting their own voice.
Good
for them. Yeah. That's what we're all about, you know?
Exactly.
And I hope they get some traction. I hope they change some things. Because if you just, one very poignant thing is the amount of money that is the NRA has spent to contribute to the various campaigns. And there is a list being circulated. And again, we need to be careful about the accuracy of a lot of these lists. But the list does indicate that all of the senators and how many millions of dollars, it seemed like it was $28 million has been donated to various campaigns from the NRA.
Not a surprise.
Yeah, and to protect their interests, you know. And even I read an article, even one of the Supreme Court justices said, the biggest travesty on the American nation is the misinterpretation by the NRA of the Second Amendment. Is it the Second or the 22nd?
Second
Amendment. That it doesn't say what they are telling everyone it says. It's quite different. And this is Supreme Court justice that you have to read the amendment to see what the true intent is. Mm-hmm. And the American people have been sold a bill of goods of an interpretation. And I think you could say that about the Bible and a lot of things.
Well, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
There's a lot of interpretations.
Right.
And when you peel it back to perhaps what the core is, exactly, or the core values are, then it makes sense. So I think my next step is to read the Second Amendment and see if I can understand it.
I would want to understand it because I just have to go back and think. I'm so old-fashioned. I have to think our founding fathers are just rolling over in their graves because I don't.
Yeah.
Every time we have breaking news, it's another school tragedy, and I don't think that's what our founding fathers intended.
What the Supreme Court justice did say is that the intent was to be clear that the states could arm themselves against the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
That was the intent, that it's more about states having the power to have a militia.
Right.
In case the federal government became too powerful or became a dictatorship or was inappropriate to the various states, the states could have their own militia. So that was a right to keep and bear arms. But they brought it down to an individual.
That's individual.
So I don't know. Again, I've got to read the.
Yeah.
So that's some of the news that was shocking. That, and also that this Emma Gonzalez, that she's so vocal
good
and
for
I'm so,
her.
And representing. Yeah, there's some other news in some other national gay news here that I found.
Stonewall.
There's some crazy stuff. Okay, in Croatia, not our country.
No.
Right. It's somewhere near the Soviet Union, Russia, whatever.
I think.
Yeah, it's in Europe, Croatia. I'm not that bad, folks. I know where Croatia is.
I know it's not up the 405.
Exactly. So support for the LGBTI children's book in Croatia skyrockets following a public book burning. So apparently there was a group of people that protested and burnt these books that they thought were inappropriate. And it's called My Rainbow Family, which I'm partial to the rainbow thing,
absolutely.
You know. Rainbow radio, rainbow
like
reflections,
that.
Rainbow this, rainbow
exactly.
that, you know.
Exactly.
Rainbow bench now at Mountain. It prompted a backlash that was much stronger than the initial protest. Mm-hmm. So I thought that's great. It backfired.
Good.
Which is all.
Rainbows do have a bite if they need to.
They can bite. Good. And another one I found really exciting. Gay men are winning this year in the Winter Olympics and making it a joy to watch. Have you seen any of the coverage of the Olympics?
Yes, I'm watching them.
So, yeah. And so another interesting, a protest. Stonewall quits Pride in London over failure to involve black ethnic minority communities. So this is a gay community saying part of the gay community is not being inclusive. Imagine that. And good for them.
Having
a word about it, you know.
Perfect. So,
and then some other news. I want to go on about in Laguna Beach, the LGBTQ Heritage Committee, which we had a meeting this last Wednesday. So I think it's fair to say there is up on discussion now. This is kind of on the QT. I don't want to talk too much, but a gay heritage district is something that's being considered and some type of designation. And I think that would be great. And something else would be nice to have some of that in place by June. What, Stacy?
First, second, and third.
And that, what is that?
That's Laguna's Pride.
Yes, the first ever that I know of. There may have been one earlier, but it's been a long while. And also part of that is a walking tour of the local landmarks that commemorate what's gone on in Laguna Beach.
That's nice.
This last Sunday, a week ago tomorrow, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yes.
A week ago tomorrow, I did go to a dedication of I call it a vista bench, but at the bottom of Mountain, just before you jump off into the ocean, there's a garden there. It's called the Garden of Peace and Love, but there's also a portion of it's maintained by the city, and it is beautifully landscaped. The city, if you didn't know, has spent lots of money fixing up, as they have several of the streets that drop into the ocean. Mm-hmm. That area with new steps down to the beach, wide steps with a nice railing, and landscaped, it looks beautiful. And then a piece of art was commissioned. It's the Vista Bench,
nice.
I call it,
nice.
That was dedicated with two city council members, Rob and Tony, and the artist was there, and it was unveiled last Sunday, and it is a beautiful bench. I suggest you go there sometime and sit on it and watch the sunset into the ocean. Is that sound?
For the first time, I'll follow that order. I will do that.
It's beautiful, but it will be on the walking tour as part of the LGBT
that's
culture.
Wonderful.
So a lot of great stuff is happening in Laguna Beach, I feel, in the LGBT community. Yeah.
Good news.
And between the radio station and the regular news column in Stu News, which we love Stu News. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And the Heritage Committee getting on the bandwagon and putting together a Pride Festival. Mm-hmm. There's really a chunk of stuff going on in Laguna Beach, and we're so happy that all this is going on and will hopefully culminate in June of every year here in and on forever.
Forever. Forever and ever.
So I'm going to, with that note, I'm going to play a song that is near and dear to me because it reflects what's coming soon. You know this one, Stacy?
I certainly do.
Summertime.
Summertime.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long, we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind, like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you, I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind. The summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
Oh, thank you, Frank. We love the summer wind, and it's not far away on this cold.
What a voice, though.
February morning.
I mean, yes, we want the summer wind, but what a voice that was. Wow.
Oh, he is missed.
Yes, he is.
Also, another news thing, that there's Patriots Day coming up on March 3rd.
Okay.
And that's not too far away. Is that like next weekend?
It is. It's next Sunday, I think.
Yeah, next Sunday. And Patriots Day starts at 10:30, and Laguna Beach Unified School District is where people can gather. There will be a contingent of people from the Heritage and Culture, and Main Street Bar and Cabaret has also, I believe they have a car in there, and some people will be marching behind the vehicle in Patriots Day for the first time ever. And there'll be so we encourage, even if you're not participating in the parade, if there's a few spaces left available that you can walk with the group. But even if you're not, if you wanted to gather and be supportive, I think that would be great. I think there is a location where everyone wanted to gather. But anyway, the parade route is important to be there. It's a fairly long parade route. It starts at the high school and goes down into the city. Mm-hmm. And it starts at, again, that is the March 3rd. It starts at 10:30. That's Pacific time to 1 p.m. So there will be, for the first time ever, represented a large, hopefully a large contingency of LGBTQ persons.
Nice.
Yeah. Will you be there, Stacy?
Perfect time, because I was listening to the time frame, because at 1:30, though, starts the Oscars, which I watch every year.
Oh, well, it's over just in time.
So it's over just in time, so I can go from marching to march home.
Now we know your schedule.
I know, because I'm having neighbors over for an Oscar event.
There's some other news here that I wanted to say, that this just irks me, so I have to get it out there. This is homophobic video warns Russians of dangers of not voting. We all agree that everyone should vote,
right,
but the Russians have a different spin. Russians who don't vote in next month's presidential elections risk seeing their country transform into a gay-friendly state where people in their 50s are eligible for military conscription, and homophobic and xenophobic viral video has warned. The 3-minute video, which features professional actors, was uploaded to social media on Friday and Saturday and has been watched by millions of people. The actors say that they do not know who ordered the video. The video was set on March 17th, the eve of the presidential election, which starts with a middle-aged man mocking his wife, who wants to set an alarm clock to get up and vote, as if they won't elect someone without you, he says. So what they're, well, what they're essentially saying is, if you don't go vote for the right person, this country's going to turn into a bunch of limp-wristed homosexuals, and they're going to get benefits from the military, and they're going to be empowered on some level. So you go vote to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Do you know what? A statement like that doesn't even deserve a response.
I shouldn't even have it
it's
on the
just
air.
So, no, no, but I mean, no, but people, you need to be aware that.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, I'm just biting my tongue because that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
God forbid that someone should actually have fun, and it should be colorful, and it should be friendly, and it should have great music, and it should be welcoming.
And people should care about one another.
Exactly.
How about that?
What's so wrong with that?
Yeah. There was some another event that happened. The Valentine's Day was, HRC had a great event, just to bring everyone up to speed. At Lux in Laguna Beach, or I mean in Dana Point, they always have Rainbow Wednesday, but this Rainbow Wednesday was a benefit for HRC, a mixer, and there was Andora and Tony. Andora was singing, and Tony was on the piano, and they brought the house down. The place was packed
to
the walls.
That's amazing. I'm so happy for that. And so happy.
It was a great event. I think HRC was praised, the owners of Lux, which is Cindy and Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And they put on a special menu for the event, and you could either order simple food or not. But anyway, it was a great event. I was there, and we're going to have some more, I'm sure. And every Wednesday, they do a rainbow event there at Lux. So if you have nothing to do on Wednesday and want to go down, have their meatballs.
Their meatballs are to die for. They're very good.
Yeah, and they're only like $7, I think, for two meatballs.
Oh, yeah, and they're huge. I mean, that's a meal.
I know. And then a glass of red wine.
And you're a happy camper.
Right? Sit at the bar and visit and meet people.
I'm going to go this Wednesday because it's fun.
Okay.
It's a
date.
Lot of fun.
It's a date. I'll see you there with Georgina.
I'll see you there, pumpkin. Okay.
It's all good. So that's about all the news we have for this week. Again, if you know of someone who you think should be on the show, let me know, particularly if they're an artist. Because now we have 4 weeks before we have the next art group here, and hopefully in those 4 weeks we can gather maybe 5 or 10 artists that can fill the room here at the station.
And populate the canvas.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Create another
something.
Mona Lisa.
Absolutely. You never know. If we don't try, you'll never know.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully. So the canvas is empty, and it needs to be.
It needs help.
Help, yeah. It
needs an artist.
So, and then again, I want to thank our sponsor, Mike Johnson of the Mike Johnson Group at Compass Real Estate. They've been our sponsor all along, and we love it at Rainbow Radio. So I got rainbow on the head, on the brain. It's like everything I do is rainbow lately, which is fine. So, and we'll keep you posted on the Pride event. So, again, if you want to be alerted or if you want to volunteer for the Pride event, go to rainbow-radio.com. That's rainbow-radio.com. And there's a place on there where you can listen to all the programs. You can listen to this one again today or share it with your friends once I get it posted. But you can leave your name there, and I'll make sure that you get on the list of volunteers, and we'll alert you when schedules start coming up and things get, the details get sorted out.
What's the date again?
The date is June 1, 2, 3.
Perfect.
Yeah, and so that's all the news. It's the news. We're going to go back to another song here. It's another old-time song. Sorry, folks, but it's... He's Gay, 1982, he came out.
You ask how much I need you. Must I explain? I need you, oh my darling. Like roses need rain. You ask how long I'll love you, I'll tell you true.
till the 12th of never, I'll still be loving you.
Program KX93.5 because Mr. Cooley, that's me, Craig Cooley, has made a grave error.
Uh-oh.
I just received a phone call, and I have to say they were persistent. It kept ringing and ringing and ringing. Finally, I decided to answer it. Patriots Day is not on Sunday. It's on Saturday.
Oh, it's on Saturday. So I will have plenty of time before the Oscars. But I should have asked this earlier. Patriots Day meaning what?
It's all the Patriots okay. of Laguna Beach. It's a celebration of Laguna Beach, and everyone, every organization or every, I guess, individual mm-hmm. that wants to participate is welcome to participate. So it's a self-proclaimed Patriots of the community, Patriots of many things,
okay.
the flag, I suppose,
right.
but mostly it's Patriots of Laguna Beach.
Okay.
And it can be a patriot obviously can be someone who donates money.
Right.
It can be people who support the city and with their time and resources. Mm-hmm. So it's all about recognizing those people and a parade. What better way to...
What better way than a parade? Yeah, everybody loves a parade.
We love a parade. And there'll be lots of rainbow flags. So
that'll be perfect.
Yeah. And then you got the next day to snuggle up with your s'mores or what are you, those chocolate things? And watch s'mores.
And what? Snuggle and smooze, but it's... S'mores.
Which s'mores.
and watch
the Oscars?
The Oscars, I think, like the red carpet. I don't know how long that red carpet is because it keeps starting earlier and earlier in
yeah,
the day. But they said it's going to like be on TV.
Supported by the sponsors.
1:30.
So, Stacy, I think this is a wrap for our another week here at Laguna Beach in the lovely KX93.5 Rainbow Radio, Craig and Stacy. Stacy, did you have a shout out for anyone?
I just want to tell everyone, have a wonderful day. It's a
Thank
little chilly,
you. It
but
is
it's a, still Laguna.
We and we love Laguna.
Yes,
even though
do.
It's the most popular real estate
it is.
Location in the nation.
Because my mom told me she saw it on TV.
You know, after all, when mom tells you something, it's got to be
right.
true.
That's right. Of course it's true.
All right. Well, thank everyone for listening, and we'll be back here next week with another Rainbow Radio show. Take it away, Rick Astley, and Never Gonna Give You Up. We'll never give you up, will we?
Never.